Hey everyone, it's Jefferson Graham. You are listening to the iPhone Photo Show. Today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at SmugMug. SmugMug is the sponsor of the iPhone Photo Team January Photo Contest. Winners receive a free one-year subscription to SmugMug. All you have to do is submit your photos and then check out SmugMug as well. SmugMug I use for backup. I use it for showing off my portfolio. I show it for running my website. So many cool things. Free two-week trial at SmugMug, smugmug.com. Now let's start the show. Today's guest, Dwight Broman. He is the winner of our December iPhone Photo Team contest. And I always think it's cool to talk to the winners of the contest about their photography. Dwight has a really cool shot. If you go to the iPhone Photo Team, you can see it. Dwight, say hi and tell everybody about that photo.
Hello, everybody. Jefferson, it's really nice to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. And it's really exciting to be able to have won that contest amongst the team on the website there. So I'm very happy about that. Yeah, that was interestingly enough, my niece was in town and her husband rented a beach house on Capistrano Beach. And we all went down there for a dinner, which ended up being a COVID party. But anyway, we all ended up getting COVID from that. But, you know, I was just sitting, I was going to do a time lapse of the sunset because it was a beautiful setting. And I forgot my adapter for my phone for the top of the tripod. So I just sat down and I composed the shot with the gal kind of on the left third and my nephew on the right. And I thought that was good enough. And just out of the corner of my eye, I saw one of those paragliders coming. So I figured I'd just wait and wait and wait. And then I think I hit that, you know, kind of a central composition to the photo. And it just worked out. There was no planning. I was super lucky. And, you know, timing is everything, I guess.
You know, that's my number one rule of photography, right?
Yeah.
The timing is everything. You know, take the day off and only shoot in the morning or the evening because that's when the best photos will be. You told a story with this photo, which is one of the things that appealed to me and the other judges, is you're actually saying something here as opposed to look at this pretty macro of a flower or something like that.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, if I had to interpret that story, you know, one of the small gal in the on the left hand side was kind of had her hands on her hips and she's like, okay, you know, we're having a party here. Who's this coming down the beach? And then, you know, my nephew on the right's kind of like, hey, this is kind of cool. We have a visitor. But I think it's really open to interpretation also from the viewer as well.
Which lens were you? Well, first of all, which phone did you use?
I used the iPhone 14 Pro Max and I shot that in 48 megapixel on the telephoto lens.
Telephoto. Okay.
Yeah. On the one times.
Oh, no, that's the wide.
On the wide.
The wide is 1X.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Ultra wide and telephoto. Telephoto is 3X.
So. Correct. Yeah. It was on the wide.
Yeah, I was thinking that did not look like telephoto to me.
Yeah.
And then you converted it into black and white.
Yeah. So this was the interesting, this is interesting. So I can talk about my workflow a little bit if you'd like, but for this particular one, I was messing around in Hipstamatic, which is one of my favorite apps. I love all the multiple film and lens and flash combos that you can put in. I mean, once you really dig into it, it's really, really insane. You can spend the next 3 years trying to figure it out. But I just threw a Jane S lens and an Aristotle film.
Well, and those are both filters in Hipstamatic.
That's correct. Yeah. Okay. So you can buy different packs that have different lenses and different films. And I thought that the way it was kind of set up, I tried doing some editing in color and it just wasn't hitting it too well. And I figured I'd try a black and white combo. And I think that was a good one because I don't normally heavily vignette like that. But I thought in that case, there's a lot of negative space up in the upper left. And I wanted to draw the user, you know, down to the central portion of the photo. as well as kind of bring in the right side a little bit. And I think it really helps draw the viewer right into the story.
Did you take the photo in the native iPhone app?
I did.
Okay. And then you just did the edit in Hipstamatic.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. You should send, we should show the viewers on the team the before and after. I think it'd be interesting to see what it looked like before you did the edit.
I can do that.
Yeah, it'd be fun. So you use Hipstamatic a lot. How radical a difference would you say it is between night and day there?
As far as?
What it looked like before and what it looked like afterwards.
You know, it was just kind of plain for me, you know, from a color perspective. I wasn't getting the nice colors and the clouds that I usually like. And there might've been some highlights that were something that I couldn't recover, I think. And it just, to me, it looked a lot better.
Yeah. I thought black and white just gave it this classic look.
Yeah.
And I think the Hipstamatic went the extra mile.
Yeah.
Tell everybody, well, first of all, what do you do during the day? What is your day job?
Well, I'm in sales. I've been in sales for 30 years, and I do custom solutions, usually for custom engineered products. Right now, I'm running sales for a small motor company, and we will do, you know, stuff for medical devices, commercial drones, that type of stuff, motors, basically linear actuators and brushless DC motors. But I was with GE for 15 years and did a lot of pressure sensing and temperature sensing in the healthcare industry.
Okay. Are you a boater? I know you're in Mission Viejo. There's a lot of water there.
You know, I really do love sailing. And incidentally enough, we have a 144-acre lake that I'm actually part of the yacht club there. So, and I used to race out of King Harbor and Long Beach Harbor a little bit. So yeah, I do like sailing.
Okay. And you used to live in my town of Manhattan Beach.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're familiar with, I don't know how, have you been there a long time?
A long, 26 years.
Was Smith's Food King still around when you were there?
No.
Okay. So that's up on the car wash, next to the car wash on Marine and PCH. That was my first job bagging groceries. Then
well,
I opened up.
It's now Ralph's. Yeah.
Well, Ralph's is across the street and I opened Ralph's.
Oh.
In the shopping center.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I've got a lot of history. I actually looked up your Facebook and we have some mutual friends. So.
Okay. Name one or two so we could shout them out.
Napolitano.
Okay. He's the mayor.
Yeah. Yeah. I grew up with those guys and skateboarding debauchery back in those days.
Okay, cool. So let's go back to Capo Beach.
Okay.
Had you had a camera there, a old-fashioned camera, could you have gotten the same shot?
I wouldn't know how to use it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm completely an amateur. I'm really interested in photography, and I'm trying to learn some of these manual apps and learning ISO and, you know, exposure value and this stuff. I would have shot in auto mode. So, you know, I'm really trying to dig in and learn more about, you know, the manual and learn more about ISO and stuff like that. So.
Okay. So you do not have a traditional old camera?
I do not.
And you never had one?
Never had one. I started my iPhone photography about 3 years ago in the iPhone photography school under Emil, and that really kicked me into gear. And what a lot of people don't know is I do a lot of art with my photos as well. So I do a lot of photo manipulation and stuff and compete worldwide in contests for that.
Where can people see your work?
On Instagram, I'm at perfect, P-U-R-F-E-C-T, perfect surf O-C, at perfect surf O-C. And then my artwork is referenced on that, or it's at D, my first name, Broman, B-R-O-E-M-A-N underscore F-X, Frank X-Ray.
Okay. Underscores are really hard to get to on smartphones.
You know, yes, they are. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've learned, never use them again. I used to be an underscore. Tell us about your workflow. So you do your photo. First of all, what apps are you using besides Hipstamatic?
You know, I'm a crazy one, kind of like Greg McMillan. I've got tons of apps on my phone, but it really, for me, it boils down to when I first started editing, it was Snapseed. And then, you know, now I'm traditionally trying to shoot in RAW and, you know, Pro RAW. So my go-to for my RAW editors right now are VSCO, VSCO, and Darkroom. I think Darkroom's come a long way. I think it really, you can really bring out the shadows and the highlights a lot better than Lightroom in some instances. I think it's a lot more realistic. VSCO also, it has a great editor, and it also has film emulations as well. I think one of the reasons why I'm kind of drawn to some of these films is, for me, sometimes the iPhone just takes too punchy of a photo or too crispy of a photo sometimes. And sometimes I feel like I want to tone that down a little bit. That's when I'm on the go. Now, I actually am kind of to a point now where I prefer doing my editing on a desktop. So if I can pull the raw photos into Luminar, I use Luminar Neo, and I'm using On One 2023 right now, just kind of trying those out as a Lightroom alternative. I'm having a lot of fun with those.
I edit on the phone when I can, but generally I like to see them on the computer. I just like to see them bigger.
Yeah, and I think once you start doing that, it's really hard to go back to the phone, and you really want to kind of see every corner and see every detail. So I agree.
If I'm out and about, I'll edit on the phone. I mean, it's just, that's sure. The way it is. But I'm with you. What's your workflow for getting your photos into your computer?
So I go from, so I'll take the pictures on my phone, and then when I get home, once it hooks up to my internet, it uploads it to iCloud. So it'll go to the iCloud photos. And then what I do from there is I'll take all my raw files and I'll pull a copy off into pCloud, not iCloud, but it's pCloud, which is it's a program like Dropbox, but you pay once and you never pay again. You buy X amount of storage. Like, I think now I have, I don't know, 9 terabytes of storage. And so I just throw, so if I'm doing raw files in Laguna Beach, I'll go to my Laguna Beach folder and I'll drop all the raw files in there. And then when I edit them on the phone or on the desktop, I'll leave the JPEG, you know, the finished product on the phone. So I'm not taking up a lot of iPhone space. So that's pretty easy. The toughest part is waiting for, you know, my internet to upload the larger files when I get home. I'm usually really anxious to try to start getting to the editing and stuff like that. But I learned the hard way, and it sounds as though you did as well, that you can't delete your photos off your phone because you're going to lose it everywhere.
If you have iCloud, delete a photo off the phone, it gets deleted from iCloud, which I think is unforgivable. So
that's correct. So I have kind of a redundant system because I have a file structure in iCloud. So if I do 10 pictures in Laguna Beach, I'll save those 10 pictures to my iCloud files folder in the Laguna Beach folder. So that's number one. And then I'll redundant back those up to pCloud.
Well, you're going to be getting a 1-year subscription to SmugMug as your prize for winning the contest. It'll be interesting to see what you think. They have a cool app that automatically uploads everything you shoot on your phone. Now, I don't know how they handle RAW to JPEG. They may convert everything to JPEG once they do it, but you'll find out.
I'm looking forward to it. That's cool. No, I appreciate that. Yeah. Nope. And I appreciate everything you do. And I appreciate all the input from all the members on the site. And it's really exciting growing with you and everybody.
Cool. Thanks. The pictures are amazing. I mean, you saw them yourself. Every photo submitted for the photo contest was a winner, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of talent on there. And, you know, it's nice to be an amateur photographer to, you know, look at some of these folks that have been doing it for a long time, get their perspective. I think you can learn a lot by looking at other people's photos. It's not just looking at the pictures, like what were they thinking when they were taking that photo? And, you know, I notice I'm looking at this spot in the photo, and how did they draw me into that? And it just kind of starts working in my head, and I start approaching things a little bit different, you know, much like you explained, you know, kind of on your photo walks, right? And it, you know, it's just, I think it's a matter of perspective, timing, you know, a little bit of skill and a lot of luck, I think is what it is.
And keep trying, keep moving, keep trying it all.
I heard once that your first 10,000 photos are the worst.
Oh, I don't know. I know my first 10,000 are terrible, but yeah. You know, I was a teenager at the time and I was developing them in the dark room and the negatives were filthy and I had scratches and dust. And this is one of the things we don't have to deal with anymore.
Yeah, I remember the days when we had to take our rolls to Costco, you know, and you had to wait a week and you didn't know if it was a bad photo until you paid for X amount of photos, right?
So. Yeah, and you'd have a pit at the bottom of your stomach until you got them. Yeah, and I'm doing it for clients. I was always worried. What is your favorite feature of the iPhone camera and your least favorite?
I would say the favorite feature of the iPhone, you know, and you hear it a lot. Obviously, I've always got it with me. So it's just I always have the opportunity to capture something. But, you know, from a feature perspective, you know, I've just got options, right? I've got the standard camera. I've got the, you know, some third-party camera apps. If I want to use it, you know, the slow shutters, the even longer, you know, which I hope to start mastering here in the future. You know, there's a few things. The least favorite, I would think, would be the inability to, you can only zoom so far with your feet, right? And I think in your last photo walk, you know, Palm Desert, you had to switch to your Sony camera because you wanted to get the animals up close. I got Moment series lenses and the case and all that stuff. And it's just, you know, it's hard to take the time to set all that up. So if I can have one feature that gets improved, I think it would be, you know, the zooming aspect of the camera, you know, without losing any quality.
Okay, well, Palm Desert, I should just mention, when you have a rhinoceros, a giant rhinoceros, and he's far away from people, yeah, you're going to need the camera. And, you know, I have this amazing Sony camera. It's a Sony RX10 IV with a 24mm to 600mm lens. And because it's just unbelievable. And so I could get a close-up of the rhinoceros and the zebra. But, you know, the iPhone did great with the giraffes. And it did great with the wallabies. So, I was also in Paris. I took just the iPhone to Paris, and I ran around town like the great Parisian photographers of the 40s. They had a 50mm lens. So do I. I have ultra wide, and I have time lapse, and I have slow mo, and I have all these things that they didn't have. So, and let's not forget, it's a cell phone. It's a cell phone camera. You know,
exactly. So, And I would say, you know, if I had to look at this from a macro perspective, you know, I was looking for a hobby and, you know, I always used to look at photography out of the corner of my eye. Yeah. Hey, that's a cool photo, but it's gotten to a point with me where, you know, with all the competing that I do, you know, from an art perspective, and, you know, I'm starting to do some stuff, you know, like with the Rebel community on Instagram and stuff. I find that, you know, art and photography it's universal, you know, it's a place where we can all come together. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm friends with people in places I'm not supposed to be friends with. And I like that aspect. You know, it's, you know, we all feel that, and it sure does beat watching the news.
Yeah. And there's no right or wrong. You know, I can't tell you that your photo, if you pointed it to the left or the right, was wrong. I could tell you if it's out of focus. I could tell you if it's overexposed or underexposed. And those are the only three things that are wrong. But, you know, it may look good overexposed. It might look good underexposed. It might even look good out of focus. So who am I to say any of that? It's all subjective. Yeah. Bruce Springsteen did an album called The Rising, and he was out of focus on the cover. And they did that for art, you know, artistic decision. They thought that looked good. So there's no right or wrong, and it's all, you know, it's all subjective. Just have a good time, and that's the great thing about photography.
Yeah, it really brings us all together, right? We can all speak that language, and I'm really into that right now, as opposed to any opposing forces.
Okay. I want to remind everybody that the January iPhone Photo Team contest is ongoing. Please submit your photos. Submit them as often as you like. But if you've won in the past, you're not going to win again for another 12 months. So that's the only rule right now. But we can't wait to see your pictures, iPhonePhotoTeam.com. Dwight, it worked out for you, right? You had a good time?
Sure did. I had a blast, and I will continue to contribute. And I'll also look forward to seeing everybody else's work.
All right. Remind everybody, perfect photo at Instagram or something like that?
At perfect, P-E-R-F, perfect, at perfect surf, S-U-R-F-O-C for photos. And D as in Dwight, B-R-O-E-M-A-N underscore F-X for my artwork.
JeffersonGraham.net for my photography website, photowalkstv.com. Check out the Photowalks TV series on YouTube, youtube.com/photowalkstv. And please subscribe to my newsletter at jeffersongraham.substack.com. Join Dwight and I at the iPhone Photo Team. Thank you, Smugbug, for sponsoring this episode. We'll see you next week.